What's going on, y'all? Uptown ENT back at it again with a brand new podcast. One half of the Juggernaut. I am Lo. Here as always with my main man, B.
What up, y'all? We back. I know it's been a few weeks, maybe a couple weeks. I lost count. It's all good. We here for another Sunday for y'all. Shit, a few motherfuckers done died since we've been on this podcast. Look,
how poetic.
Like, damn, man. That's
crazy. A few motherfuckers didn't die.
I think we did one with DMX did die. I think we did a podcast.
I don't think we did. I think that was the first week. Because, you know, it was DMX, then it was Black Rob last week.
Oh, damn. Yeah, DMX, Black Rob, G-Shot. Damn.
Oh, damn, I forgot about G-Shot, a.k.a. Humpty.
We do the Humpty. Oh. Man, that was a shock to me. I didn't even know he was on his deathbed. Like, I don't even know.
Was he? Like, what was the cause of death?
I ain't even want to look it up. I thought somebody was going to spill the beans like they did with Black. You know how they be in everybody's business? I thought somebody was going to come out and say something.
Hold up. But you just said that he was sick. We don't know if he was sick or not.
No, I'm saying I don't know if he was sick. I don't know what happened. Did nobody get on Facebook and spill the beans? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Hey, man, I just remember, man, you know, shocked the one to put the satin on the panties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we already know Black Rob, what he had, failed kidneys or some shit like that?
And he had several strokes, too, over the past few years. Hey, man, speaking of which, dog, so I ain't even see, I know, like, when they had it was kind of eerie because they posted that video of Black Rob, like, getting up out of the hospital, like, a week before he died, or maybe less than a week before he died, and people was like, oh, this is horrible, Puffy need to be taking care of them, and it just became, instead of, hey, man, somebody need to help Black Rob, it became a less shit on Puffy.
We don't know what's going on with their business. I don't know, like...
My thing is, he's not signed to Bad Boy anymore. Like, Bad Boy as a label doesn't even exist anymore. So, what, is he supposed to still take care of them? Like, it ain't no retirement plan in rap. It ain't no 401k in rap or whatever. Like if you got a job, like, you know, either one of us with our jobs or whatever, like, or we move to different positions or whatever, it ain't like we can go back to something happened to us. We can go back to one of our other jobs and be like, hey, y'all need to go on here to help me out. I done fell on bad times.
Right, you still gotta apply.
Yeah, because the music industry is a business, and people be like, nah, man, he did all this for the label and did that. Like, okay, but
did he?
What have you done for me lately? Well, he did go. He did a lot of ghostwriting. I know everybody really just know Whoa, but
there's a problem with these ghostwriters, man. Was he still getting paid? So he might have still been getting paid under the table. We don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, for Lick His Sticky Finger, not Sticky Fingers. What's that dude's name?
Fredro.
Nah, it was the one with the bad eye, with the crooked eye.
Yeah, that is Sticky. Shut up, Sticky, man. Okay. You whack, dog.
No, we was trying to make sure I was talking about he wrote that damn song, yeah, Travis Scott.
About me, man. He was talking about Sticky Fingers, man.
That dude. Man, look, he sound like when Kane.
Ray Dro.
He sound like Kane when he had that little voice activator. Much later thing. Nah, but he wrote what's the name of the Drake and Travis Scott song?
Sicko Mode.
Yeah, we know he was a ghost. I didn't know he was a ghostwriter. I didn't know he was still doing. That's what I'm saying. Like, we don't know what. Like, he could have been platinum artist.
Travis Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of people who called themselves being shocked that Travis had ghostwriters, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like,
look, man, if you want to survive in a rap game, look. So here's my thing: you gotta sell. When you sell your first CD, you ain't making no money.
Mm-mm.
You gotta keep making, coming up music, doing these shows. Like, you need somebody to write. So you can keep getting this money. They can get this money, and you can come out. You can break bad. Look at Travis Scott. He got all these damn endorsements. McDonald's, Air Jordans, Cactus Jack, man.
Hey, like, did WWE ever sue his ass for that shit?
No. Can they?
Shit. I thought they owned that name, Cactus Jack, because they usually own all of their wrestlers' names.
Maybe you got to put it in some kind of perspective to where your name ain't Cactus Jack, but the name of the brand is Cactus Jack. I don't know.
Okay. Damn, keep
Is
hitting
it
that.
because that's the name of his Jordan, so they got to take it up with Nike. But yeah, like, what did these rappers do? Like, his branding wise, did he brand himself out to something else other than ghostwriting? I don't know. We can't
But
be in their
even on
business
top of
like
that
that.
though, even on top of that though, it's just like how long am I obligated to take care of another grown man?
Right. MGK still signed to Puffy, ain't
I think, like I said, I don't think Bad Boy as a label exists anymore. I think Bad Boy now is just basically like a management company, like Roc Nation. And that, but everybody always want to say, well, Puffy do bad business, Puffy do bad business. Then why all these motherfuckers keep going to Puffy to do business still, if everybody
He
know he
got
do bad business?
connections.
Same thing with like Birdman or whatever. Man, I'll never forget when Juvenile first left Cash Money and he was talking all that shit about Birdman, and I be damned, he put out that Project English and that shit flopped. He was right back with Cash Money. Like, hey, what's up, Woldy? I'm back with the team. I'm like, nigga, you. Crazy, man.
I don't know. The people, like, if you ain't in their business and their lives day to day, what they probably missed the opportunity because probably we just never know, man. That should be happening.
Yeah, but I want to spend a special fuck you to people out on Black Twitter, cause yeah, it was y'all who, cause it's always them whenever something like this happened. They was on their shitting on Puffy. Then somebody posted the link for Black Rob's like GoFundMe page. I guess somebody started, and that damn thing. While all these people talk about Puffy need to do this, Puffy need to do that for him. Man, I don't think the GoFundMe they put up for Black Rob even reached like 10% of the goal.
But these people with these PPP loans.
Man, but I'm just saying though, you talking all that shit and all of a sudden you curse so much about Black Rob when half of y'all like probably ain't thought about Black Rob in years. Unless you like a music fan or whatever and stuff like that. But it's just like, nigga, donate to his GoFundMe then. Like, since you curse so much, like quit talking about what everybody else doing. What you doing?
Right. It was a
Since you
GoFundMe
curse so
page,
much.
like, I need this cash, like, whoa.
Hey, man. All right. Nope.
Go fund me like whoa. Da-da-da. Da-da-da. I
Hey,
just don't know
come
such
here,
like
man.
whoa. But hi. Did you watch the dang, was we on here for them verses? Rye Isley and the Earth, Wind & Fire? I think we
I
did.
think we broadcast it. We had recorded that day, but we haven't recorded since the
Okay.
Rye Isley one.
So the Method Man and Red Man, that joint was tight.
And then the Ghost and I think we missed the Ghost and Raekwon one too.
That was bad too. Not bad, bad, but I mean like good bad.
Ain't bigger.
Does not Hey, and I mean this because Raekwon, not Ray, yeah, Raekwon was killing it. And I ain't really no Ghostface Killah fan, so Raekwon, man. And they was freestyling, man. It was nice. Method Man and Redman was going. I don't think they did a verse. These motherfuckers did a concert.
That really was. That was a concert. Like they had like actual people. Man, yeah, the way they set that up, dog. And I mean, man, two legends or whatever, man. Cause really, for real, motherfuckers be sleeping on Redman, dog.
I don't know why. He's still repping Eminem, though. I saw his shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, because Eminem was like one of the first rappers that I remember to actually give Redman his props. He was like, dude, like I got like my flow from Redman. Because yes, kids, somebody, it ain't a flow that ain't been created yet. So somebody is always borrowing for somebody else. Like it happens. Get over it.
Just enjoy the music. Just enjoy the artists, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I know that. Hey, that Rye Isley. What I remember, Steve Harvey was on there talking cash shit. Apparently, he got like a young nigga agenda. Yeah, he was like, you motherfuckers don't know shit about this. This real music. This ain't that shit y'all be putting out now.
Man, everybody was like, man, get your joker looking ass off the stage.
That nigga, but I mean, it's Steve Harvey, though. You knew he was gonna make it about himself.
We know it's good music. We know you like it. You talk about it in every comedy skit. Motherfuckers with the one mic and coming back to it. We know, Mr. Harvey. Yes, we watch your comedy skits, even though, I mean, you got some funny parts, but it's not all funny.
No, it ain't. Man, I've never found him funny, dog, but like, I mean.
On the TV show I did. He was cool on the TV show.
Yeah, I guess, but see, for me, like, them kids and, like, set were kids. Some motherfuckers was older than me at the time. But, you know, like, Bullethead and Romeo, and then when they had Lori Beth Denberg come up on there, too.
Yeah.
Hey, when she did that whack-ass freestyle.
Oh, her Bullethead.
She was trying to become class president. She said, if you make me president of the class, I'll be... Did she say spanking or waxing that ass?
They had that Puerto Rican girl on there too. She was weird looking.
Is that the one where it seemed like her eyes kept on getting further and further apart each episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, something's wrong with her. Respectfully.
Speaking of eyes, you know who Michael Bisping is?
Ain't that a UFC fighter?
Yeah. I ain't know. That dude motherfucker got a fake eye.
Oh, I think I remember them joking about that because he be doing like the stuff on ESPN, don't he?
Yeah.
I think I heard them like joking about that or something. And he was like, I'll pop it out right now. And they were like, please don't.
I always wondered, like, before he has sex, if he got to take it out or that motherfucker just fall out at one point.
Hey,
like,
you is an ignorant nigga. You know that?
Wow, right in her mind. I don't know. I was thinking about the weird shit.
What you gotta say? Oh, man. All right, man. So, we ain't got no emails, but if y'all do want to email uptownentboys@gmail.com, that's the email to get in contact with us. But this show here, we're going to be talking about some stuff. We're going to be talking about some movies and TV shows that we have not covered because we've been off. So, that's what we got for y'all today. Hope you enjoy it. Hey B, did you see Two Distant Strangers?
Somebody else was talking about that. Nah, I ain't watched it. Ain't that like that 30-minute short?
Yeah, it's that short, man.
On Netflix?
Yes, sir. And it's Oscar nominated too.
Okay, I need to watch that. I'm glad you said something because somebody kept telling me about it and I forgot. I've been watching shit. Please tell me you watched them.
Nigga. Man,
go ahead with Two Distant Strangers.
See, that's what I was gonna say. Also, I was gonna mention them. I have not fit. Man, I just watched like one of the behind the scenes and trailer things on them, and then that damn Satchmo monster. I was like, I don't know if I could do this shit, man. Wait, it's like monster. And them. The dude like look like he got like part of his face, he black and white or whatever, like he black.
Oh, they explain all it.
I mean
he ain't no monster, like, okay.
He like his alternate personality or something, like trapped up in there or something.
Oh, you talking about the blackface dude.
Yeah.
So I guess he was part of Tuskegee program. And experimented on, so he keep having these visions about that. And then when they got to, man, I don't want to ruin it because it's a reason behind why that dude kept showing up.
Oh, I know it was because like I said, I watched the behind the scenes things first, which showed me all that. And it was like a character spotlight thing. But then I watched the actual official trailer and I think that thing may have showed up like once in the official trailer. So I'm like, okay, so it ain't just going to be about that. But I'm just like, dude, because I mean, I ain't really spoiling nothing for you, but Two Distant Strangers is kind of like them in a way where it's just like, it seems like more like racism horror stories.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like, I had already, because man, I know Two Distant Strangers was only 30 minutes, but that shit was heavy, dog. It was kind of like heavy, and it was like, God damn. And it was like somber. And so I just needed a break in between, like watching shit that kind of just like I said, more racism horror stories, shit that can happen to you, me, hell, our sons, Will, shit, parents, anybody. It's just like, man, that should be kind of heavy, but I am gonna watch them though. It do look interesting.
My thing is the storytelling, man. They was giving Lita, is that her name? Lita Horror? Lita,
Lena
what is her?
Horne.
No, not Lena Horror. Lena White.
I, uh, wife, yeah, the chick,
Yeah.
okay, yeah, so
They was,
she right, she created this show.
she part of it, yeah. So they was giving her and the other dude a hard time about it. I'm like, man, I get it, man. They always doing this racist shit with like black people and whatnot. It's the story for me. But I think it's a like these. I always try to get tired. I was like, man, why we always gotta be like the subject of abuse or some shit like that? Like, I feel like they get it already, but I think it's still like a wake up call to them. Like, damn, this is a true story. And in a way, like we move into a neighborhood, all white neighborhood. They don't want to say they hate us for no reason. They don't even know us. They just heard some stories that was made up. And that, like them, you gotta have your mental gotta be ready for this.
Yeah, see, that's why I said I was like, man, I done already watched some racist shit that was kind of like damn, which basically just made me say, well, goddamn, what can niggas do? And I'm
It's
like,
like,
I'm gonna have to watch something else or whatever. Cause it's like and from the trailer, it did seem like this like perfectly nice black family, look like they well to do or whatever. They moving into a new neighborhood, only black family. I'm just surmising all this from the trailer, but it just seemed like white people just like, oh no, we gotta get them the fuck up out of here. Like, yeah, and they gonna probably bring their friends over here and the property value going down. It's just like you don't know shit about these people. Other
right,
than
so
the fact that they black, and I'm like, God damn, niggas can't do shit in America.
it's a kind of like a ghost story, haunted story. Also, they kind of go into detail on how they played us in the banks and how they used us as pawns for like the bank to make more money off of us and put us in debt, and how we couldn't get certain loans and everything like that, and move us in these neighborhoods so they can make money off of it, and then like the cops and stuff profit off of it too. That, what was it called? The Red Line? Is that what it was called?
I believe so, heard something about
Yeah,
that.
they explain all that like in detail on this show. I was like, ooh. Like, and I get it, like those, I get why what some white people would say is just starting another thing because they didn't grow up in that time. In this time, they didn't like witness any of that. So they gotta keep seeing this shit on TV. I guess I can understand that, but just like they say, you can't erase history. I mean, can't erase this shit. But yeah, I'm gonna check out Two Distant Strangers. You gotta check out, y'all gotta check out them. Awesome, man. Hey, your mental though, episode five. That's all I'm saying. Some people
Hey,
stopped watching it at the episode five, but I kept
man.
going because I'm not. I'm that motherfucker that like, I like the fucking, when people take it, I'm a habitual line stepper myself. So when the director crossing the line and they don't care, and it's approved, I'm all in. I'm like, oh shit, they went too motherfucking far. I like that shit. They went way too far, and they call this motherfucker a Kong. I'm like, God dang.
Oh, it's a oh, it sounds like it's some award-winning racism in
Yeah, Kong. He's like, oh, he's strong as shit. He can take all four of us on. He's like King Kong. I'm like, oh damn. So that day was acting like we were super soldiers or something like that.
motherfucker. Right. So, okay, so I'm gonna give you like a little bit of Two Distant Strangers. Like I said, even with it being 30 minutes, so much shit happened. I will tell you now ahead of time, which ain't no spoiler nothing, it is kind of like a time loop. It's a time loop movie. Man, it's starring Joey Badass. Hey, Joey Badass is really a good actor, dog.
Is he?
He's really a good act, dude. He's so good up in this dude, because it's just like the kind of like emotional range he got to go through. And even at the end where Where they, I mean, they be like blatant with, they're blatant with it, with like, oh yeah, of course it's gonna happen. But then they swerve you again. And it's just, yeah, man. I mean, the movie is basically real life or whatever. It's real life. And I have heard a lot of people was on like Rotten Tomatoes and shit. White people was getting mad and shit.
Hey,
So,
wow, it's entertainment, man. If they tell it a good story, like, I don't like if the shoe fit, I guess if that's what it is.
I think it's yeah, because I think, man, for real, us as black people and white people, we got two very different ideas of what America is and what it means. And for like white people, when you start talking about like America, like, man, America ain't shit. America be doing this, America be doing that, or whatever. They seem like it seemed like it hit them personally because they like, hold up, if you saying America ain't shit and America been so good to me, then you saying I ain't shit.
Nah, man, they see they be missing the whole point. You gotta make it better to recognize that the other people that's living here getting treated bad. So what you gonna do? Like you gonna stand by because it's treating you good and mean it ain't shit, or you just gonna keep moving and letting the shit still happen instead of stepping in and correcting the problem? And that's what they missing.
I think
We
that's
ain't
what
looking for no handouts or nothing like that.
right.
Like keep these motherfuckers from like cops, man. Like, what if y'all Judge Dredd, just say that. Just let the people know that y'all want to be Judge Dredd. So now we got a better understanding of what your role is.
And on
'Cause
top of that, bro, I don't know if you heard this because I'm looking on CNN right now, but Oklahoma is now the second state, I believe, or at least recently, that has basically made it legal to drive through protests. So basically, when these racist motherfuckers see Black Lives Matter or whoever out there marching for social justice and equality, they can just plow through the motherfucking people, kill some people, and they got immunity because they're gonna say, well, y'all ass shouldn't have been out there protesting. America, right?
That's why these shows keep coming up.
Exactly. Like, dude, it ain't nothing but life depicting art. Like, what the fuck? I mean, art depicting life is like, what the fuck? Yeah. Dude, Dima, I think a lot of people really do be thinking that motherfuckers just be making racism up.
Don't know what to tell, man.
Right. So what else is dude, I already know the answer to this, but I'm gonna ask you anyway. Snowfall, you caught up yet?
I ain't even start up yet.
Hey, man. You know what?
I'm gonna start it, man.
You know, I might
I
as well
just
just go ahead and just say what all happened because you got like five seasons to make it through. Your ass gonna be the forgot.
How many episodes per season?
10 per.
That's a bad shit. I flew through. Is it an hour long or is it 30 minutes?
It's an hour.
Oh, damn.
Right. Hey, man, the motherfucking hour episodes hit different.
Right, man.
And I'm gonna tell you this right now, that first season, you probably not gonna be able to charge all the way through it in one sitting because it's a lot going on. It's gonna seem boring, but it is gonna make sense in future seasons. But that first season, pretty boring,
I
because
know, because
it's
that's why
gonna
I stopped
focus.
watching it.
Yeah, it's gonna focus a lot on like the CIA and everything that they doing or whatever. But then second season is when they go ahead and Franklin really becomes like the star of the show, him and his crew.
He's still with that light skin dude.
You said what? Oh, you mean D-Ray?
Yeah.
Hey man, D-Ray good on this motherfucker, dog. He Franklin bodyguard. They call him Peaches.
Had to catch up.
I don't remember why they started calling this nigga Peaches. I just remember that nigga showed up one day and they was like, "Yeah, this is my bodyguard here. His name Peaches." I was like, "That nigga name what?"
Peaches.
But anyway, man, yeah, another great season of Snowfall, man. They alluded to people dying, but you know how it is with a lot of these shows, man. Like, until you actually see that motherfucker, them having a funeral, or that motherfucker, like one of the episodes, like they took one of the prominent characters and just like cut that nigga up, look like Wolverine had attacked him and shit. Like, yeah, that motherfucker dead. But they alluded to Franklin's father dying and getting killed by the government. But again, didn't nobody see a shot getting fired. We just saw somebody walk in with a gun. It was kind of like Sopranos-ish, mm-hmm. where you see some, well, shit, with Sopranos, you ain't seen nobody walk in, but you heard a motherfucker walk in, did the screen just go black, and they just changed to like another scene. My man Stacy, DeAndre Bonds, yeah.
See,
this is why I can just go and spoil it for you, because I told your ass he was in it. He been in it for like 2 seasons now.
Oh, man, I gotta catch up. Don't say no more.
Hey, and he acting, dude, he one of the best characters on the show. Like, him and that nigga Uncle Jerome.
Uncle Jerome.
He played by Amon Joseph. I feel like I done seen him in stuff or whatever, but I'm gonna just tell you right now, he a big, like, swole up ass nigga with a jerry curl. So, say no more.
He kind of look like Eric LaSalle, I think that's his name.
You know who he kind of looks like? Oh shit, perfect description of him. Have you did you ever watch that Hip Hop Uncovered doc on Netflix? Not on Netflix, but FX, but it was on Hulu too.
Yeah, I watched that first episode. I ain't watched no more.
So, do you remember Big U?
Yeah,
he looked like Big U, but with a jerry curl. With that shag jerry curl too.
He was in the first season in there, wasn't he?
The first season of Snowfall?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's his uncle.
Jerome. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking, because he always wore a white beater.
Nigga, yeah, see?
Yeah.
Nephew, now let's talk turkey.
Because I think his wife was trying to get in the game, too, or she was being nosy or something like that. I remember some of it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, I'm telling you, dude, like I said, season one is hard, man, but I mean, I kind of want to tell you just skip season one, but you need to be aware of some of the players, at least. Because then they was doing that stupid ass shit up in season one, too, with like that dude who was like the fucking wrestler, Oso. I was like, God damn, this is dumb. But he ends up playing like a big prominent role in the show later on.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So
I'm gonna get my FX login back and see where I left off at.
You on Hulu? Don't you got a Hulu account?
Yeah, but I was already watching it. I'm gonna have to see where I left off at.
Nigga, you better turn that on and play some games and shit. You better just start it from season one and play some games. Just listen.
Right, man, because then I'm gonna turn around and be watching that shit like, damn.
So damn, what else did I see? Anybody who has HBO Max, y'all need to start watching this show on there called Search Party. That shit funny as hell, man. It's a buffer, it's a comedy. It's a like a whodunit kind of comedy. This girl went missing, and then this other chick basically round up all of her friends and even her ex-boyfriend too, round all them up to help search for this motherfucking girl. And yeah, comedy ensues. Also, dude, have you, on TBS, have you started watching this new show called Chad?
I heard of it. I don't even watch TBS like that.
Hey, nigga, you might want to get involved. I think it come on every Tuesday. This shit funny as fuck, man. It's, well, first of all, it's a woman who's basically playing like a high school kid. But this motherfucker, Chad, is so damn awkward, man. He's one of those, he's one of them kids who doesn't know what boundaries are. So he's always really close up on people when he's talking to them and saying like shit that he shouldn't say, dude. This most recent episode, he walked in on his mom and her her black boyfriend, because it mattered, her black boyfriend having sex, and then he's just like, oh my god, this is the most amazing thing in my life that's happened right now. You guys are having sex, you guys are a committed relationship. And they just land there like, dude, what the fuck? And then like he goes in and like dives on like the dude and like hugs him and shit, like, oh my god, you're gonna be my dad now. Like, he do weird shit like that.
What? This on HBO Max?
Nah, nigga, this is on TBS. It's called Chad. Search Party is the one that's on HBO Max.
Man.
Dude,
Is it like does it got like a uncut version like the last OG did?
It may. I don't remember them advertising or not, but it may.
They didn't. You had to turn it on. They had like two different versions on there. I was like, why they got two different versions on there? Oh, they got cussing in this motherfucker.
Man, dude, this motherfucker. hey, man. Then he, hey. He went over, then, so his mom and the dude end up breaking up in the same episode. But then he went over to the dude's house with his friend Peter, who just be tagging along and just doing whatever. So he walk in, and it's all these black dudes up in there, because again, the ex-boyfriend is black, and he just hanging out with his crew. And then he walked in, he was like, Chad was like, wow. Are you guys having like a Black Lives Matter protest? Cause that is so cool. And he's like, I'm gonna go make guacamole for you guys. And one dude just had enough of it when he finally like reached over and touched his hair, like touched his lock and shit. Mm-hmm. He was like, man, who the fuck is this little dude? He was like, man, because this little dude is weird as shit, and you ain't tell me he was weird as shit, and I done gave this motherfucker my phone number, man. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he like, man, earlier I didn't even tell you this motherfucker came up from behind me and hugged me.
What the fuck?
Hey.
That sound like workaholics, man.
Man. It is like, and I'm like, and so while I'm watching this show, I'm laughing my ass off, but you know, a part of me had to stop and be like, see, that's what's wrong with some of these white people now. They grow up without boundaries, and then they get older, and then somebody got to whoop their ass.
Yeah. I guess that's the only way they would learn.
Man, like, oh man. And who knows? Chad may be on the spectrum. I don't know, man, but I know this show funny as hell.
Chad, I'm about to remember that. You watching that Jamie Foxx show on Netflix?
The one, what, the Don't Embarrass Me Dad or something like that?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't started. Is it worth it, dog? Because I've heard mixed reviews.
It's cool. I mean, it's just reverse for real. You know, you always had the single mom in the shows, and then you get the single dad, you know, his dad living with him. You know, you got the sister and stuff. It's just that.
Is David Alan Grier playing his dad? Was he playing?
Yeah.
He playing his dad?
Yeah. This shit, that dude funny, man. David Alan Grier, when he in the TV show, that dude be cracking me up. And then he ain't got no, and it's explicit too. So he got to watch his mouth. He showed off all his talents in that motherfucker.
The way that he is able to, the way that, you know, just him having a gray beard. Having that big gray beard, it's just like transition him to like, oh yeah, he gonna be the funny granddad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like that. I thought him and Jamie were like close in age, but I guess that's funny as shit though, which, you know, they do it all the time and that stuff. People be close in age, but one be playing like the father and shit.
See, he played a better father than Sinbad did.
Hold up,
this ain't as dry as that one show that Lil Rel had. That's what I was expecting with this Jamie Foxx show. I was like, man. But then again, I was like, nah, it's Jamie Foxx. He's gonna be more live than that.
And then on top of that, you gotta think about it. One's on Netflix, and the Lil Rel show, I think, was on Fox or something.
Was it on Fox?
I think it was on actual network TV. I remember a damn, yeah, you know what? Because Fox be having them annoying ass commercials, and then like their like little banner at the bottom where they had the people like dancing and shit. Yeah, it was Fox. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that show is boring.
Yeah, so it's only like so much you can do, and then, man, to me, I always say Lil Rel is better when he doing stand up, when he able to just improv his stuff, because
Yeah.
scripted, he just like he sound like he reading off of something.
And then he was like a little punk dad in this. I was like, I don't like that.
We like strong representations of black men.
Like Jamie Foxx, he just a dad. It's pretty much, man, you know, I think he ain't really been around his daughter like that until the mother passed away, so she had to come down and move in with him. So now he gotta adjust his whole life around with his daughter being there, and it's rough because he can't keep doing the same things around her, and he gotta be a full-time dad now, which he ain't used to. It. It's cool. It's cool to show. I'm gonna give it a shot. I'm gonna watch this season and see how it ends. It's only 8 episodes. You can't go wrong with 8 episodes, all right?
That is a good number. That's a good number. Is long enough, but you know, it's long enough to where even if it does have its hiccups, you'll still be like, nah, I can still make it through this.
I just kind of watched. Man, they need to find a way. They need to put In Living Color on Netflix so I can watch that shit. I'm tired of watching it on YouTube.
Dude, why is it they must not have gave Keenan like a big enough bag to do it?
Oh, you know what? They come on this show Aspire, or the channel Aspire. Did you run
But
across that channel on cable?
I've seen it on there, but I don't know, man. Them see, that's like one of like them channels where I don't want to say like BET, like it's BET ain't the only one that does this, but them commercials, it'd be like 100 commercials, man. I can't do
I be forgot what I was watching because I was because you know In the House come on that channel,
it.
and I was like, damn, did the show go? I can't even remember what I was watching.
Shout out to
It's
Debbie
only
Allen, fine ass.
That's for Alicia Rashad's sister, for y'all don't know.
Shit. Okay. What else you got, bro? What else you just saying? If you want to talk about Mortal Kombat, you can.
Look, man,
Right, I'm going on mute.
this motherfucking movie, and it had no story for real. It had like 10, maybe 15 minutes of story, and that's that Sub-Zero and Scorpion beef. And then, bypass that fight scene, we get to the little punk ass character Cole, which is a descendant of Scorpion, I guess. You know, you got a
Wasn't that
scene
the,
in.
excuse me for a second. Wasn't that the character who they created specifically for the movie? I think I heard something
Yeah,
like that. Okay.
he created for for the movie Bloodline Scorpion. Ain't really nothing to talk about the movie. You played the video game? That's what the movie is, pretty with the fighting. And I love good fighting. I want the story too, though, man. I can't just sit here and watch fight. That's just a waste of time. Cause I could go back and rewatch Warrior if that's the case. But yeah, I mean, the fatalities were there. Some of the fight scenes were cool. You had your characters like Jax was weak. I didn't like the dude who played him. I didn't even like the overall character in this one. You like Sub-Zero was a tank in this motherfucking movie. He beat his ass. Bad.
What Jack's supposed to be one that played by the is that the same dude played Jimmy Olsen on the motherfucking Supergirl show?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, dog. I thought he looked familiar. That's my man from that's my man from that Tyler Perry movie.
Well, he had that bad hairstyle, that box, or whatever.
Nigga's ashtray, bitch.
Man, yeah. And he got that thick ass stash in this movie. Like, nah, bro.
That is one of the biggest motherfucking porn slash fuck you mustaches I've been seen in a minute.
And he, like, Jax is like, I don't know, man. He more lively. I don't know. But I gave it a chance. I was like, okay. Everybody saw in the trailer Sub-Zero froze his arms and snapped them right off. And we, you know, he's supposed to get his cybernetics, but I fuck, I don't know what happened after that. The movie was just, I might have to watch it again. Like, I just like Sub-Zero was whooping everybody's ass in the whole movie. My boy Kung Lao though, he had a good fight scene. He did the little hat trick move where it was like spinning on the ground and he drug that girl's face through it. I was like, oh yeah. But all I can say is, if you're looking for a story, this ain't the movie for you. If you want to see fight scenes and gore, this is a movie 100%. That's all it is. I mean, I like the gore, but the movie didn't make no sense. If you're looking for a story, it's not gonna make any sense at all. Like there isn't a story. Is it still better than the 90s version? I would say yeah. Just because, you know, the 90s, they was fighting in that whole movie, and you really didn't see any special powers. Nobody was shooting no fireball. Liu Kang shot like a little faint fireball. You ain't get none of that special effects for real, like you got in this Mortal Kombat movie. But I mean, I always know like the directors want to go different from what everybody know and try something different, new. I get it, but you gotta have a story for that shit. And Nathan Jones is in this movie. I don't
The
know if you
fuck?
remember him. But yeah.
Nathan Jones. That name sound familiar.
He always in these movies playing a big motherfucker, man. I forget.
Fuck.
I think he was in The Protector with Jet, not Jet Li. Tony Jaa. He was in that movie.
Yo, what the fuck? Dude. Okay, I was about to look up Nathan Jones, but like, I ain't even, what the fuck is this? Man, they talking about, I just see this headline, unarmed man shot by deputy who gave him a ride home. I'll go back to that. That just sounds stupid though. Hey, would you mind if we wrap this up? Because I got something happening over
Uh-oh.
here.
You got some emergency.
I get my throwback. You know, you can go and come on with yours if you got one. But my throwback is I think it was actually released on this day in history back in 1995. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Pulling it up now. Mobb Deep, Shook Ones, Part Two, which some people says is the greatest hip hop beat of all time. Yeah, you remember that joint?
Hey,
Shook was.
shit ones ain't no such thing as happy.
All right. Shit, nigga, you better come on. Shit.
Hey, my throwback is this gonna be Pulp Fiction, man. Julius and them.
Okay.
In the game, y'all know that movie, Samuel Jackson. And I think it's just all Samuel Jackson. Like, I watched that whole movie just for that part where he in the apartment with them dudes talking this shit. Is there a country called what, motherfucker?
Right. Yeah, man. All right. So what we gonna do? You want to get your parting shots for the people? Go ahead and get them. Or so I'm gonna call it with you, the final fuck yous.
The final fuck yous. Shit. It's been, I think everybody was been tense since this, what was it, the George Floyd case, man. They was all, they know what was gonna happen. I don't know.
Damn, yeah. Oh, damn, I forgot about that. I mean, congratulations. I'm happy that the family, you know, is feeling like they got justice and everything. We'll see what the sentencing holds because they could still go very light on him, which I don't think a sentencing is going to make anybody happy unless they sentence him to death because you killed somebody, so you need to be sentenced to death. I think that's the way it should go. And it wasn't in self-defense, but we'll see.
Right. I'm surprised it went that way. I was expecting a full-on riot, but
I think with that though, because man, I think that tape mattered, which, you know, there's been tape before, but it's just like, dude, it was so callous. Like, dude wasn't a danger to no damn body.
he's
He's
just a
on the
big dude.
ground handcuffed, and you do some shit like that. Like, and I want to see what's gonna happen to his other three, like, look, the other three co-officers.
I will understand the knee on the neck anyway. I mean, the judge can clearly see that. Like, damn, he was already handcuffed on the ground while we got applied pressure on his neck. And everybody that imitated that on YouTube, y'all some bitch-ass motherfuckers for that shit, because it's different when you got your hands behind your back, I guess, on concrete and whatnot. I don't know what a kind of pressure he applied, but obviously it was enough to make him freak out. And the fact that they were trying to get all these cases for him being on fentanyl and stuff was kind of whack. I mean, if you got to take him to jail, take him to jail. If he handcuffed, did he need excessive force?
Yeah.
Did anybody need excessive force? Because what they doing is they making these people scared now. Because like every time they see the cop, they gonna run.
Yeah.
Because they afraid for their life. So that's what got started. Usually, I mean, most people will stop for the arrest, but now, man, these motherfuckers, you making people afraid. Like their first instinct is to just go. Man. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah. Man, I keep saying this every week, man, but y'all take care of yourselves, man. Take care of each other, man. Talk to each other, man. If you going through some bad stuff in life, and I know I need to tell myself this too, because I just completely shut down, even still to this day, when I'm going through shit in life or shit getting hectic, I will shut down. Motherfuckers won't hear from me for a couple of days. But you know, if things are getting that heavy for you or whatever, and you are experiencing any kind of mental episodes with hell, watching just all this racism that's going on around us, and just be like, God damn, this shit ain't gonna ever stop. And man, just talk to somebody, man, get a counselor, or just, you know, go in group, group of friends, close family members. Hell, I know I can always come into the group chat or whatever and let y'all know that I ain't feeling, you know, that I ain't feeling okay or whatever. I might get talked about later, but you know, y'all will help me out then in the moment. So, you know,
I had to put y'all on game though. Like watching these reality shows, even the black men on there, they getting therapists and they open with it and it's working for them. So if you got to get a therapist on, don't be afraid to do it.
Yeah, that shit does not make you weak, man. It make you weak to keep on doing shit that you know is stunting your growth as a, you know, as a human being. That's the weak shit.
If you bottle up all this anger, you gonna snap on somebody,
man. And then you ain't gonna be around for your family. You gonna go to jail because they might just lay your ass down there in the motherfucking street like we just talked about. We see the police ain't scared to do that. And this case ain't gonna change that. It's going to be about like 20 more motherfuckers that's going to get charged.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But man, this has been another episode of Uptown ENT. Y'all know how we do. Again, email the show, uptownentboys@gmail.com. We gonna say that the Instagram page is Uptown ENT Podcast.
Go follow
that joint. And yeah, man, we'll holler at y'all next week. Peace, Moon Crickets.
Later.